Huckleberry Finn. I'm your host, Julia Toast, and today I will be talking with two very important guests about the newest Huckleberry tea. My guests today, Dominic Ansari and Patricia Soleimani, will be helping me discuss everything Huck Finn. So let's get started. Hey, so Dominic, is there anything that we should know about Huck Finn?
Yeah, so Huck is portrayed as a very devious rascal. Huck is part of a gang. Yeah, he constantly has people telling him how to act and how to behave. For example, there's a quote here that I'm going to pull up. It says, don't put your feet up there, Huckleberry, and don't scrunch up like that, Huckleberry. Sit up straight. And then there's another quote that portrays this, and it says, don't gap and stretch like that, Huckleberry. Why don't you try to behave? And this shows that he does not behave and is very mischievous and a rascal.
Mm-hmm.
And then another part, I'd say, that shows that is when he's trying to join the gang. He offered his caregiver's life, the widow, Miss Watson. And this is depicted in a quote, and it says, I was most ready to cry, but all at once I thought of a way, and so I offered them Miss Watson.
Oh, wow. So he's really...
Yeah, he's...
he doesn't like being excluded or, like, being told what to do.
Yeah, he's pretty crazy like that. I mean, Jesus, he faked his own death, you know?
He's
pretty crazy.
Character.
Yeah, he's very mischievous, I'd say, for sure. Yeah. For sure.
All right, so, Patricia, how are you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
I am okay. I'm very stressed, but we're getting through. So, can you tell us about Huck and Pap's motives throughout chapters 4 through 7?
Yes, so in chapter 4, Huck sells all his money to Judge Thatcher, but keeps only a dollar. And he saw Pap's footprints in the snow and knew that he was nearby. And see, Pap is an alcoholic and knew that he was coming home only to... And Huck knew that he was coming home only to take Huck's money to buy drinks, which is what he normally does. And then Pap ended up taking up the $1 that Huck had to buy whiskey, so Huck was right. And yeah, this just shows that Pap doesn't really care about his own son. And if he did care, he probably wouldn't have left in the first place. And wouldn't be coming back just to get money. And then Pop also ends up fighting in court for custody of Huck. And he's probably only doing this for money. And he ends up winning because a different judge thought it was wrong to separate a father and a son. And Pop goes to jail because he's extremely drunk one time, but is able to convince the judge that he can change. So the judge lets him go, but he gets drunk again. So the judge obviously is going to get mad at him and just doesn't like this. And once again, he doesn't actually care for his son and isn't supportive of him. For example, when he found out Huck could read and write, he told him to drop out of school since no one else in the family was able to do what Huck could. And then also after Pop became drunk one time, he locks Huck in a cabin in the woods and rants him about the election and the court trials. And just based off these few examples, we can conclude that Pop doesn't have any good motives for him or his son and only cares about his personal matters.
Oh, so they don't really have a good father-son relationship, do they?
Mm-hmm, they don't.
All right.
Yeah, that sounds kind of rough.
Yeah.
Kind of. How are you, Dominic?
I'm good.
All right. So throughout chapters 7 through 11, Huck displays a growing sense of compassion. And can you explain this to us?
So I'd say Huck's growing sense of compassion is prevalent, especially in chapter 10, when Huck pranks Jim. Huck uses the dead snake and puts it in Jim's bed. The intent was to prove it doesn't bring bad luck. So far, the snake has brought $8 to them. The result of this is that the snake's mate bite from Jim's heel. Huck feels super bad for Jim, and this shows Huck is starting to see not color in chapter In chapter 11, Huck still shows compassion for Jim. By not turning him in for $300. Instead, they work as a team. And overall, I think the snake example and then not turning Jim in, I think these just really show Huck's growing compassion for Jim and just, like, a compassionate person in general.
Yeah, so Jim is the slave, right?
Yeah, Jim's the slave, yeah.
Is he pretty superstitious? That's what I'm kind of...
He's pretty weird about that and superstition and whatnot, so... Yeah, it was kind of a big deal when Huck puts the snake in there. But when Huck, like, feels bad and, like, we see that Huck feels bad, I'd say that really shows his sense of compassion that's growing.
Great. So, welcome back, Patricia. Can you explain the theme of Huckleberry Finn to us?
Yes. So in chapter 15, Huck is starting to learn that there's more of a difference between people other than just person versus slave. And see, Huck was raised to think that the main difference between people is if one is a person or a slave. And then he begins to realize that there's more to a person than this and tries to actually become friends with Jim. And obviously this is against what was raised to believe. And, you know, at his time, it would seem wrong to talk with a slave, you know, who's someone that is below him. But in chapter 15, something surprising happens. At the end of chapter 15, they both wake up after falling asleep on the raft for too long. And then Huck ends up getting mad at Jim for sleeping too long because they don't really know exactly where they are and, like, where they're planning to go now. And then Huck actually ends up feeling sorry for yelling at Jim and apologizes to him. And normally Huck wouldn't do something like this, you know, like apologizing to someone, especially with the slave who's... And this just shows a change of character of Huck since he's splitting off from his previous beliefs.
All right. So I think that's all the time we have for today. I would like to thank Dominic and Patricia for taking the time out of your extremely busy weekends to chat about Huckleberry Finn. And I would like to thank you guys for sticking with me through all the technical difficulties. I hope everyone enjoyed the podcast today. This is Julia Toth from Huck Chat, the place to get the newest Huckleberry news, signing off. I hope you have a great day and don't forget to check back in for new Huckleberry tea. I can't wait to see what Huck does next.